Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Brother Brown.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hello, Brother Brown.
Hello, how you doing?
All right. Fantastic. We want to welcome everyone once again to our global radio broadcast of the Church of Christ entitled Bible, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. We're so thankful once again to God for allowing us to be on this broadcast with you tonight. Tonight, our special broadcast is a question and answer broadcast. What we are inviting you to do, what we're looking for you to do, is to call in and ask any Bible question, any question of morality that you have, and we will give you God's answer from the book of the Lord, the Holy Bible. We're going to give you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Our program tonight is a Bible forum. It's not a political forum. We're not interested in answering or even talking about questions of politics or anything like that. We only want to discuss the word and the will of God. So again, we invite you to call in and to check in to have your question answered on this broadcast. We have as our moderator tonight, we have again Brother Brian Brown, who is a member of the West Ward Street Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA. Brother Brown is the moderator, and if you will push number one on your telephone keypad, Brother Brown is waiting and is looking forward to taking your call and putting you into the broadcast where you can ask your question of the panel of ministers who are on the broadcast with us tonight. Let me introduce you to our panel once again. We have Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Lewis Parker IV, who is the minister of the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. We have Brother James Johnson, who is a minister of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. And we have myself, Brother Leroy Williams, who is also a minister of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that there are some who are on the call tonight, and they are members of the Spiritual Church of Christ. That's the only church that you can read about in the Bible, because it is the only church that Christ built, and that church is universal. And it's all over the world. Jesus built one church that's big enough for every soul that wants to be saved. That church is his spiritual family, his spiritual kingdom, his spiritual household, and his spiritual wife.
Amen.
That church is the only church that Christ is saving. That church has a name, ladies and gentlemen. The name is the Church of Christ. Because it is a family of Christ.
Amen.
Because it is a kingdom of Christ.
Amen.
Because it is a wife of Christ.
That's it.
Because it is a household of Christ. Mm-hmm. It is the body of Christ. In Colossians chapter 1:18, Christ is the head of the body, mm-hmm. the church. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are grateful to have our fellow Christians who are attending this broadcast, and especially are we glad to have those who have been invited and who are not members of the Lord's church, the Church of Christ.
Amen.
We want you to know that our intent and our desire in preaching the gospel of Christ, in answering the questions of faith, is to persuade you as well to be a part of the only blood-bought institution in the life and for the spiritual salvation of mankind. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. The church of God who purchased it with his own blood. That's what the Holy Spirit calls it. That's what the Holy Spirit named it. That's what the Holy Spirit says that it is.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is God.
Amen.
God said, it's my church. Jesus is God.
Amen.
John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was with God. The Word was in the beginning with God.
Amen.
All things were made by him,
mm-hmm.
and without him was not anything made that was made.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the God of creation. He created this world and the men who are created of God. Jesus is our creator. And the Word became flesh, John chapter 1, verse 14, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory,
mm-hmm.
the glory of being the only man born in the flesh by the spiritual power of the Word of God.
That's it.
He has no earthly father. He had no earthly father when he was in the flesh. And he has no father. He is the Father.
That's it.
The everlasting Father. He is God.
Amen.
So, with that in mind, if we honor and respect and properly appreciate deity, the Godhood of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
then we can also understand that it is necessary for us to receive, believe, and obey the gospel commandment of Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
in order to be saved for eternal life.
Amen.
And that's why we preach the gospel of Christ. It's the gospel that Christ offered. It's from Christ. Christ is God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to ask questions tonight. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ described in the New Testament scriptures, as I've already described for you, in Romans 16 and 16, salute one another with a holy greeting. The churches of Christ salute you. Churches of Christ does not refer to denomination, but it refers to the universal church of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's various assemblies that are where souls assemble together for worship and devotion all over the world, in every place, in every country,
mm-hmm.
in every nation. That's what churches of Christ refers to. They all speak the same thing, preach the same doctrine, wear the same name, obey the same command. All are called by the same spiritual designation, Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. No, Christ is not divided, nor is he the author, the creator, or the beginner of division and religious confusion. But religious confusion exists in the world today, ladies and gentlemen, because there are over 600 different named churches that all claim to be churches of Christ. And the truth, they are not. And you might possibly be one of them. You might be a member of one of those churches, quote unquote, that are not churches of Christ. If they're not churches of Christ, they must be churches of the devil.
Amen.
And their doctrines are the doctrines of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And their ministers are the ministers of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
There is no spiritual salvation in any of them. Spiritual salvation is in one, the church that belongs to Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
We want you to know that, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to ask your question tonight. We want to clear this thing up for all of those who are honest heart and want to know. If you're a member of the Church of Christ and you have a question of faith, a question of spiritual growth, a question of spiritual information that you need to understand, you feel free to ask your question. Again, all you need to do is push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will cue you into this call. Now, if you will, let's take a moment. We're going to take a pause and go to our Heavenly Father in prayer, after which we will begin our question and answer broadcast for the evening. Let us pray. Righteous God and Holy Father, the Father of the Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Father who came down in the person of Jesus Christ according to the flesh and gave his life for the spiritual salvation of his creation,
Amen.
Mankind, that men everywhere, all over the world, might have their souls saved by his grace.
That's it.
By his love.
Amen.
He is the Father of the love of the soul. And we thank you, dear God, for being a loving Father,
mm-hmm.
for giving us and allowing us to be born into your spiritual family and giving us your name. We are the children of God, Christians. Thank you, dear God, as we speak your word tonight. As we teach your word and your will to dying and perishing generations of men
mm-hmm.
who have not yet obeyed the truth, who have not committed themselves to faithful devotion, we pray, Heavenly Father, that thy will might be accomplished in them, that their faith might be increased, that they might be obedient in faith and be saved for eternal life.
Amen.
Before the everlasting and eternity, too late. Thank you for blessing and empowering we who are thy ministers, thy men servants, dear God,
mm-hmm.
that we have been given and granted by your will and by your blessing the knowledge, wisdom, standing, and the courage to teach and preach the gospel.
Amen.
May our message influence, convict, persuade some honest soul to obedience. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, and especially those of you who are not members of the Church of Christ,
mm-hmm.
I have a question that I want you to answer. I want somebody to call in, to push the button, push number one on your phone, and tell me, where is the name of your religious church found in the Bible? If you're a member of the Church of Christ, you can answer that and answer that question as well.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to call in and push number one and tell me where your name is written in the Bible.
Amen.
Because according to Revelation chapter 20, and verse 15. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life, the Bible, the word of God, the book of the Lord, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. This is the second death. The lake of fire and brimstone. The second death is eternal hell.
Man.
You don't want to go to hell.
That's right.
You want to go to heaven. Find your religious faith written in the Bible. Call Brother Williams, Brother Johnson, and Brother Parker, and tell us where it is found. If it's not the doctrine of Christ, if it's not the church of Christ, and you find it in the Bible, we want to know. If you can successfully do that, stop lying to you. We'll believe what you believe. But it must be written in the Bible, the word of God,
Amen.
The Lamb's book of life.
Uh-huh.
We want scripture. We want book, chapter, and verse.
Amen.
We want to read it for ourselves. I believe that each one of us, whether you're in the Church of Christ or not, if you're in the Baptist, if you're in the Catholic, if you're in the Jehovah's Witness, if you're in the Methodist, if you're in the Seventh-day Adventist, I believe we have the same Bible revelation. And I know it will read the same way. Call us. Show it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Book, chapter, and verse. Just one book, chapter, and verse reference. There are several. But if you just find for the Church of Christ, but if you can find one for yours, we want to know where it is. May God bless you tonight as you listen. I now turn this broadcast over to my co-minister, Brother James Johnson, who has a Bible presentation, a challenge from the Word of God for those who have not repented and obeyed the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And as you listen to Brother Johnson, if you have any questions, even while he's talking, you can push the button. We'll stop talking and answer your question. You don't have to wait for us to get through. God bless you. And now I turn it over to you, Brother Johnson.
All right. I was sitting here listening to the presentation by Brother William. The Bible has the answer.
Amen.
I love to say that because I've read it for myself. That's why I know it got the answer.
Amen.
Man does not have the answer when it comes to God's word. He can't. I'm going to say it like it is. I don't never and never have read it in there and never will read it in there, a Baptist church.
Amen.
Because it's not in there.
It's not.
And I ain't never read a Catholic church in there.
Not in there.
Methodist Church, Jehovah's Witness Church, Seventh-day Adventist Church, Presbyterian Church,
no.
Christian Science Church,
nope.
By Mary Eddie Baker. I haven't read none of those names in God's Word. God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 33.
Yes.
Huh? He's not the author. But see, men are authors of everything that's not right if they don't go to God's word. See, Satan don't care about your soul salvation. I was listening to the news today. They honoring men and women, but nobody honors God.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Oh, they was dressing Aretha Franklin in all kind of clothes all the week. I never heard of that before.
Every day.
Every day is putting on a new dress on a woman.
A dead body.
A dead body that can't get up no more. Huh? I never heard of that. But oh, they give the woman the praise. And then they're going to take John McCain and fly him all over the world before they go and put him in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we waste up money? That just waste up taxpayers' money. You ain't doing nothing for him. If he didn't get it right on planet Earth before he left here, he ain't going to get it right now. That go for her, him, and anybody on Earth.
Michael Jackson,
they celebrated his birthday yesterday. We all have birthdays. We all celebrate them. But life goes on whether he's here or not.
Amen.
We have got to face the way the world is.
That is getting in Christ and staying in Christ. I still follow my viewpoint on that. The Bible says in Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
There is no other place you can find in heavenly places but in Christ Jesus. The distinction that Paul made there was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and God is one. They run in the business. It ain't no Paul running nothing. It ain't Barnabas and nobody else running nothing. It's Christ running the business.
He's in charge.
Huh?
Amen.
You see, we got a lot of folks all messed up. They're not reading that Bible. You know what, brother? They won't even pick it up.
Won't
even try to learn.
Just
go on with the preacher. Preachers are lying every day.
Amen.
Going to hell
all over the world.
They're just lying from one corner of the earth to the other corner of the earth and study deceiving the people. Them preachers know there are no Baptist churches in the Bible. They know better than that.
Amen.
They don't want to turn loose that doctrine because they got a crowd following them and not following God.
Amen.
They trying to play God and go fool around and go to hell and fail.
That's it.
Huh? Because they know better. This Bible tells us to follow Christ.
None.
It didn't say follow Baptists. You see, most people want to go to these churches to feel good, brother. I went to church this morning. The Bible nowhere says I went to church.
Don't go to church.
You see, you said I come to go to worship God. See, the Bible says John 4:24, it says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
God didn't tell you to go to church. He said, worship him.
The church worships him.
You know, that's it. We worship God. Turn it around where it goes. The Bible tells me, Jesus said in Matthew 18 and verse 20, he said, where there's two or three gathered in my name, I'm in the midst.
Assembly. Amen.
God wants faithful servants.
Amen.
He don't want no wishy-washy gang. He wants faithful members of the church of Christ. There is no other church in the Bible. You see, when you look for something, you're looking for a label. Let me show you an example. If I go to the grocery store and I'm looking for a can of beans, I'm not looking for a can of corn.
Nope.
I'm looking for a can of beans, and that's what I want. I don't go to the man and say, hey, look here, I'm looking for a can of beans, but I got a can of corn. The man gonna say, "Is you crazy, or is you lost it?"
Check the label.
The label got to be somewhere.
Okay.
I'm gonna check the label. Oh, I got the wrong label. I gotta put it back.
That's
so
right.
When I go down the aisle, here's a can of beans is.
What
I take it to the register, and the register adds it up. Man behind the register, he adds it up. He gives me the price, and that's it. Well, that's what God's gonna do us one day. He's gonna add it up and tell us the total. If the total says up, you go to heaven. If the total says down, you go to hell.
Amen.
You see, a lot of folks think they're getting away. But ain't nobody going to get away from God. God sees it all.
Yes.
From dead to living.
Amen.
From hell to heaven. God sees it. You can't hide. You can go into the deepest sea in the world. God right there looking at you. And Psalms 139, verse 8. He said, if you make your bed in heaven, now we look it up. If you make your bed in heaven, I'm there. If you make your bed in hell, I'm there. Where you going?
Amen.
Tell me something. You see, people don't read the Bible no more. You know what? Man has got so beside himself, he don't even fear God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say fear, I'm talking about respect.
True.
He don't respect God no kind of way. He'll cuss God out.
True.
He'll shake his fist at God. He'll tell God he ain't going to do this and he ain't going to do that. I do what I want to do, but let him get down on the bed of affliction.
Yeah.
And then he wants to call on our God.
Yes.
See, our God is in heaven. Psalms 115, verse number 3.
Yes.
See, our God sitting on the throne of grace. judging the world in righteousness.
Amen.
You see, he said in Acts the 17th chapter, in verse 30, he said he would judge the world in righteousness. See, God overlooked people then, but he ain't overlooking it now.
No.
He's looking at what you can do to get your soul right.
Amen.
You see, a lot of folks think, oh, I can sing so good and I can entertain so good, Brother Will. They forgot one thing. They ain't moved the sin yet.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The sin hasn't been removed. You see, there's a lot of folks, they get up here and they entertain the world, entertain up in these so-called buildings of these churches and entertain the people and still lost.
No grace.
No grace found. No favoritism.
Amen.
You see, in the book of Genesis, Noah, the Bible says in Genesis 6 and verse 8, Noah found grace in the eyes of God. How about his grandfather didn't find it? And he was back there.
He didn't find grace.
He didn't find no grace in God's eyes. God looked at it. He was sinful.
Amen.
That's what he was. We got folks today. They can be old, but they're sinful.
Amen.
But see, it ain't, you ain't got to be young to be sinful. You can be old and be sinful.
Amen.
Because you live in it.
Living in sin.
You don't want to hear what God got to say. But God has told us what to do to be saved.
Amen.
We got people in the churches of Christ today. They're falling away from the church. They're living in sin.
Amen.
And trying to hide behind the label. Oh, yeah. They say, oh, God don't see it right now. Oh, God been seeing it all the time.
Amen.
God seeing how far you're going to go with it.
Fool, God.
And then when God opened the curtains on you and pull them back from side to side, you standing there naked before God. You naked before God. You haven't put on your spiritual garment. Oh, you messed up. You can't go to heaven and sin. You see, we claiming, but we're not in.
Amen.
You see, a lot of folks, I'm a member of the Church of Christ and drinking more wine and selling more dope and using crack like the seller.
Yep. Amen.
And then they said, well, how did he die? You the same thing the sinner you. God said, quit. No, here's the man that claimed to be in Christ. I was trying to quit. No, you wasn't. God said, quit. Leave it alone. Get away from it.
Amen.
But you just started doing it. So you ain't trying to quit. Guess what? When you get before God, he's looking at you. Now, here's your status quo. God, let me in. God looking at you. No. Bye. Go to hell. That's it. It's over. You sucked your soul to hell, and you try to get out of it. You see, when you were still in your body, you should have been prepared to obey God's will. You stayed in sin too long.
Obey it. Amen.
A lot of folks today sitting at home. Be at home all day sometimes, Brother William. Never, 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 never pick up the Bible.
Don't talk to God.
Don't even talk to God. Don't even say, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
That's a prayer right there in itself. Lord, have mercy on my soul. Don't even do that. Just get up, go eat or drink, or some of them get up and drink all day. Don't put nothing in stuff. Just drink this wine and drugs and alcohol and everything all day long.
Yeah.
And don't put nothing in stuff. Then he wonder why he hurting.
Nothing in
your
soul.
No, nothing there. The soul is dead. He's dead, and he's ready to go to the grave. And there's no hope after death.
No, the sinner.
The sinner is lost for eternity.
Amen.
And when you come to him with the word of God, show him the plan of salvation. But I believe in God. Well, let me ask you a question. Since you say you believe in God, have you obeyed God?
All right.
You haven't obeyed. Just because you say it with your mouth doesn't make your heart right with God. You see, there's a lot of folk being deceived. The blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
Now, that's bad business, Brother William.
Amen.
Bad business. The blind leading the blind. In the hell.
Horrible.
The worst place a man could go, Brother William, is the hell.
Amen.
He can get hurt in a car wreck. He might have a chance to heal up some. But if he go to hell, he can't be healed.
Nope.
He can't come out.
Nope.
He can't live no more.
Nope.
He's lost for eternity.
All eternity.
Oh, he's messed up. God didn't get it right.
Amen.
God gave the answer on the day of Pentecost to 3,000, and that church been ever since. And still in the book today, he said, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in whose name? In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a promise unto you and to your children, which are afar off, as many as the Lord God shall call. Save yourselves from the untoward generation.
Yeah.
How did they do that? They were baptized into Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's the only way we can save ourselves. You can't save yourself no other way. You give your heart to God and your hand to the preacher, and he leads you down in the watery grave of baptism and wash every sin away from your soul.
Amen.
Your soul is what's sinning, and the Bible says it cuts away sin. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 12.
That's right.
Through faith, God does the operation. Man can't do it. And we put our trust in him. You better turn it around and put your trust in God, who can take away your sins the same day if you do what he tells you.
Nice.
Oh, we all messed up. In Titus chapter 3 and beginning at verse 3 through 7, it says we are regenerated. What you mean, regenerated?
Yeah.
Through the watery. It's the same thing, watery grace. Wash away. You got to wash away the sin. But now we don't want to do it that way. We want to say, well, I believe in Jesus.
That's enough.
And that's enough for me.
Hmm.
That's enough for you, but that ain't enough for me.
Enough.
See, God, that ain't enough for God either.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? God said, ain't enough. He's letting you know. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, he said a man must be born again.
Amen.
Can't get around it.
Nope.
Can't go under it. Can't go over it. Got to come to it. Must be born of the water and of the Spirit.
Amen.
Baptism plays the role. The people said, no, I can't see that. He's lying. He can see it. He's saying, really, I don't want to do that. Because Satan's still sitting up in his head. Tell him, don't do that. You ain't got to get baptized to be saved. But the Bible says you do. Because God gave you a book of instruction to get it right.
Amen. Commandments.
And you say, you tell it. You know what you tell it? What you're really saying in reality, let's just break it down in a nutshell. You saying, God, you're lying.
All right.
You're saying, God, you can't save me through that way. What's in the water? It's not what's in the water. It's what faith is talking about. Faith is in the water, not the water itself. You go down by faith in the water. So may God's word. Huh? But the soul will have faith, not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood can't enter the kingdom of God.
No way.
Hmm? He already told us that. You see, God gave us power to become the sons of God.
Yeah.
John 1 and verse 13.
That's it.
But how do we become that? When we obey the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
There ain't but one gospel in the Bible for you to obey, and that's the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
If you don't obey it, you're going to be lost.
True.
Can't be hope for you then. And you're just talking about, well, he was a good person. He was good. He gave money. He gave to charity. He did this. I don't care how much he did, how much he do for God. He forgot one thing: to put on his Lord.
Amen.
And baptism. And see, God get the glory and the credit, but man want to get the glory for it. Man's glory is no match for God's glory.
Amen.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 10, verses 1 through 4, he said these words, he said, brethren, I pray for Israel that they might be saved. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about establishing their own righteousness. what righteous of themselves because they want to take the credit. But go to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10, it'll tell you right there who gets the glory and who gets it all.
Yes.
If you're in Christ, you'll do better. If you're outside of Christ, you're going to hell. I've got much to give. And that's why the folks fail. You take a lot of these folks in these Baptist churches, brother, they'll put all their money in the Baptist church. But guess what? They're paying the preacher. The preacher, they'll call so-called souls, and they still lost. You know, Brother Johnson, go to Isaiah chapter 30, verses 8 through 10, and he said, note it in a book, write it in a tablet, and note it in the book. And the next verse tells me, it says, prophesies unto us, smooth thing. In other words, preacher, we want to hear. We'll pay you for it. We'll give you money for it.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep teaching us wrong.
Yeah.
But the Bible tells me in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 13 through 16, he's the head and who's the tail. Oh, look at here.
Mm-hmm.
We got some business going on. The Bible telling us what we ought to do, and we still won't do what God said. But guess what? You will wish you had it, did it, because when you leave this world, you walking still in darkness. You walking into hell, and the door's closed behind you, and it's locked, and you can't come out.
Mm. Amen.
You see, we highly praise men.
Yep.
We praise. Look what you're doing for John McCain. Traveling him all over the world, but they forgot. The body is traveling. The soul stood before God, and God still is telling him, if you didn't do what I say, you still ain't coming up here.
Amen.
How good he might have been, fought in wars and all that. He didn't do what God said. See, God knows who's going to obey his will, Brother William. He already knows who's going to stay faithful to the word.
Yeah.
You can't fool God. You're trying to. God's sitting up there looking at you on the throne.
True.
God, I know your heart. Acts 1 and 24.
True.
1 Chronicles 28, verse 5. 1 Chronicles 29, verses 17 through 19. God said, I know your heart. So how you going to escape God if you already know? You just might as well humble yourself and repent and be baptized and get it right before you leave here.
Now,
if you don't, you're going to go to hell in a handbasket.
Yes.
Oh, we got a lot of entertainers going up out of here.
Mm.
Just leaving here. So now, it don't make sense. They're doing this woman all the special tribute. You know what that is? Special tribute for Satan. To have some joy out of it. That's all that is. That's not God's way.
Man.
When God calls you home, you put the body in the ground and
you're
through with it and move on. But no, we got to dress them up and shut them up and lift them up and carry them up all the time and call
and praise them
and praise them and honor. And we bring every movie star to Detroit, Michigan, and they're still lost.
Amen.
That soul's still lost. If she didn't repent, she lost. Her father was C.L. Franklin. He didn't repent either.
Amen.
Mother didn't either. And so they lost. See, God didn't have no respect for her. See, the Church of Christ left in Detroit, and none of them didn't go to it. They didn't try to say, well, look here, I need to do something different. Something ain't right. Now it's too late to get it right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about because I was baptized up there. And I was baptized in my hometown, and nobody came along and talked. I thank God for Greg Lopez to this day that he sucked that preacher to me and told me what I had to do to be saved. I know the Bible's right. I don't know about you right, but I know the book is right.
Amen.
So I don't have to worry about, let me see, is God right on this? God right all the time. Every time you read it, God telling you something. I am the one. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father, but by Jesus made it plain.
Amen.
John 14, verse 6. He didn't tell you to go find some other person. He said, I am, close the book right there. I am the way.
Amen.
The truth. Now, let's think about this for a minute. I'm the way, I am the truth, and the life. Who else can do it? Name me a person that can give me life.
No one but God.
That's it. Do I need to say any more? The Bible is right. Well, see, what man has done and set himself up as in glory of God and think he's going to get away with, and God's going to get him that day and going to tell him, you messed it up, you're going going to hell. Satan already is there. All they got to do is turn up the fire a little bit higher for him, and he's going to burn with all the rest of you because you choose not to obey me.
Not.
I told you what you ought to do. You never studied my book. You never tried to find out where the worship, true worshipers were. Right there almost in your face.
Yeah.
You walked away from it. And then when somebody knocked on your door, well, I belong to the Baptist church. Oh, I belong to the Catholic church. Then you know what? No, the problem is there. It's not what you belong to. Where is the salvation at?
Amen.
That's what the problem is. It's not where you belong, Brother William. Where is salvation at? If you don't have salvation, you don't belong to nothing.
Amen.
You're still walking in Satan's kingdom. Colossians 1, verse 13.
That's right.
You haven't got out of it yet.
Nope.
You're already in hell. All you got to do is die.
Amen.
Just die. And you'll find out where you're at.
Spiritually.
It's all over. And you know what? The sad part about it, Brother Wee, you can't come back and get it straight.
Amen.
You see, when I sucked them letters out this week and last week, I'm trying to warn folks. Don't sit at home and don't somebody with some congregation of the Lord's people. Don't do that. That's not good. Because see, if you don't sit with somewhere else, the Lord's people, guess what? You're going to drift away. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says, we drifting away.
Yes.
Why? Because we don't got nothing to stop us. We don't read the Bible. We don't read nothing. We don't study the Bible. So we just drift on away from God. And when we keep drifting, you know what happens? We drift right on into hell. And we don't see it. We don't see it until we get there. Then we say, why is this happening to me? Well, you forgot about God. That's what the Bible teaching us in Psalm 9 and verse 17. Those who have forgot God will go to hell.
Amen.
God didn't lighten it up, did he? He told it like it was. He said, you're going to hell. You say, well, I think you're going to hell. And all God ain't got to think it. He already know it.
Mm.
See, God knows who's going to be saved, and he knows who's going to stay saved. He knows who's going to follow the book. He knows who ain't going to follow the book. Don't fool yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Satan said, the last until you fall into hell.
And
then he's going to tell you about yourself. Well, how come you continue to believe in God? And then he'll tell you, you was on the right track, but you followed me. Now look where you're at. And you know what? Satan, that somebody said, oh, he got a beautiful name, but that rascal is ugly as all out there.
Amen.
He's ugly. You know, sin is ugly.
Yeah.
It looks pretty, but it's ugly.
True.
Because it will destroy your eternal soul.
Amen.
That's ugly.
Amen.
See, but when you come to Christ, your soul comes to be beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, it's so, God has made it perfect.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't no spot or a wrinkle in it. Mm?
Yes.
God has fixed it up. He did not start setting. And God walked. You see, when we fail that, we turn God's hand loose. And when we turn his hand loose, sin gonna come back.
Yes.
And it's gonna destroy something. It's gonna destroy some mental issues in your head. Because that's why the Satan lies at.
Amen.
Don't lie in the chest. It lies in the head. And you know what? Be just like Samuel. Just like in the book of Judges.
Yeah.
When Samuel thought he had God, and God stepped out. The Philistine come up on him. There it was. Put out his eyes and everything. He nearly killed the man. But God gave him enough strength to kill over 3,000 Philistines. Why? Trying to die with the Philistine. You see what I'm saying? Don't turn God's hand loose.
That's right.
You hold on to it as tight as you can. I don't care if your mother don't like it. Hold on to God's hand.
Right.
I don't care if your father don't like it. Hold on to God's hand. Your brothers and sisters don't like it. Hold on to God's hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if your children don't like it, hold on to God's hand.
Amen.
He'll lead you all the way to heaven. Mm-hmm. You see, we too wrapped up in this world. Well, I ain't got this, and I ain't got a good job. So what? There's a whole lot of things you're not gonna get.
Amen.
Even some of the rich people ain't got it, and they got plenty of money. That's all they got is the money, and can't take it with them. Huh? Go to the grave right now. You know what? Aretha can't take none of that money. What a brother, will you?
Nope.
All of the millions she made, She forgot God. Maybe she didn't even know him. Oh, she sung spiritual song in the Baptist church, but she still didn't know God. How? What do you mean, Brother Johnson? She didn't obey God. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning at verse 8 and 9, it says, in Brandon 5, take vengeance over them that know not God, and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, punished with everlasting destruction from the presence and the glory of the Lord. If you don't know God now, if you die in your sin, you ain't going to know it afterwards. That's what the Bible is talking about. You got to know God now. That's it. Not later, not 10 years later, because you ain't guaranteed that. You see, why the falling in that, we trying to wait on so much more money. Oh, I get up there, clown, and act on the stage, and I entertain the world, and then God said, one day, death angels, go down and get it. Death angels come. You unaware of it. You don't see God nowhere around.
Yeah.
But you singing some of his spiritual song, and then God's back at the door. Time to go. Oh, Lord. Here you go. Give me another chance.
Well,
the chance is over. I gave you enough time.
Amen.
I gave you enough time. I gave you enough space, and you didn't take either one. So now you before me. I'm going to let the people see what you really are. You're laying on your deathbed. I am not going to raise you up. I can do it. The Bible tells God has the power to do it, but he said, I'm not going to do it. Why?
Amen.
Because you didn't do what I told you. I told you to get ready.
Amen.
So you wasn't ready. Now you're crying, and you just sitting there with tears in your eyes. It won't work on me. Now God don't have no sympathy on that death part.
Amen.
Why, Lord? Because you didn't do what I said to do.
That's
you
it.
Kept sinning, and God got tired of it.
You got time and space to repent.
And you know what, Brother William? We take that for granted.
Hey,
oh, you know what we say? Oh, yeah, you know what? God long suffering. See, 76 years old ain't no long suffering. That's just a tip in the bucket. And for God, 76 is like being sick.
Yeah.
It's got one number. And he called you out.
Amen.
You ever notice that God don't say grown folk? He called the children out.
As well.
As well. He said, time to go. It's over. You didn't get it right, you're not going to get it right.
Amen.
Yeah, see, God already knows the imagination and the thought and the intent of your heart. He tells you that daily. And you still sitting around waiting on a miracle. And it's not going to happen.
Amen.
The only miracle left in the Bible is be obedient to the gospel and be buried with your Lord in baptism. That's the only thing going to save your soul.
Amen.
Ain't nothing else going to save your soul. I don't care how much you do. If you haven't obeyed God, you can forget it.
Amen.
1 Peter 1:22 says, seeing you have purified your soul by obeying the truth through the unfree love of the brethren, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God, you got to be born again. See, Peter says it again. Peter says in 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, he says, baptism does also now save us, not put in the way the filth of the flesh, but a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What's the problem? We ain't doing what he said.
No faith.
No faith. We can holler. We got faith, brother. There's two types of faith. The F-A-T-E is a dead faith.
Yeah.
But F-A-I-T-H is a live faith. James talks about it in the Bible. If you ain't got no obedient faith, living faith, you're dead and you're gonna die in hell and burn in hell.
Amen.
The Bible just too plain. It done told us what to do. And we still arguing with God.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the world sometimes. You tell people about Christ, I raised in the church. I brought up in the church.
What church?
I know what church you're talking about. You're talking about the Baptist or the Catholic or the Methodist. He was brought up in the Church of Christ because the Church of Christ, kids got to obey the gospel.
Amen.
Sooner or later, you want to come to repentance because sin is going to come to the door.
Got to be born again.
That's it. And if you ain't been born again, and you've been going to church of Christ all your life, a building all your life, you're still dead.
Amen.
Until you obey God.
Amen.
That's our problem. We got that habit too, saying the same thing. But you know what? Brother Johnson, I'm buzzing the church of Christ from my youth to where I'm at now.
Not so.
But you have not obeyed God.
Not in.
You're not in. You're still on outside. And if God says, time to go, that's it.
You out.
You still out there. Lost for eternity.
Amen.
If you are raised in the church of Christ, why do God got to send a preacher to you?
Why do you have to be baptized?
That's right. If you raised them in that, and you already know what to do, you don't need to be doing all that other stuff. Get prepared for it. But God has told you, you got to be born again.
Amen.
Every man on planet, I'm talking about women too, has to be born again. That's the only creature God looks at.
That's true.
Because he got intelligent sense. The animal don't have it.
Amen.
You don't hear God just baptize on those dogs and cats and rats and things. He don't say that.
Nope.
He's just baptizing in the name. Them the ones that got some strength in their head to do what he tells them. And they still don't. And sometimes they act worse than the animal do.
They got a soul.
They got a soul and won't even do it. Won't even do it, Brother Wood. Just go ahead and die anyway. I don't care what Brother Wood and Brother Johnson say. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Just keep on thinking that. And keep on doing it, and God call you out. It's time to go. Look at the rich man talking about, I'm going to build my barn. You notice what he said? He's like, six times, Brother Wood, never said nothing about God.
Yep.
God said, thou soul is required of thee this night. He said, thou fool, thy soul is required of thee this night. Who the thing going to be now? You ain't going to take none of them with you.
No.
You lost for eternity. Look at Ananias and Sapphira. Lied to the Holy Spirit. Huh? They didn't lie to Peter. Peter had nothing to gain by what they said.
God.
Lied to God.
Amen.
The prophecy came in just that quick, and they covered everything. And they carried the man out, buried him, carried the woman in a few minutes, a few hours, and buried her.
Yep.
And you know what? Like you said last night, by the way, why did she know that? Because she was blind. She didn't see it.
Nope. Wasn't paying attention.
Wasn't paying attention. She died right along with the same thing.
Ignorant of the truth.
True. That's the key right there. That's what God is saying. If you die in your sins, you have it. See, God put all that in there so we can see it. Why are we playing blind with God? God said, I'm showing this to you now.
Mm-hmm.
And you still going to be blind if I show it to you? I showed you some people in the Bible died. Appropriate members of the church.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible. Look at the man in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. It said he left them, and Paul,
Demas,
left them. Guess what? Don't read nowhere why he repented that.
He loved the world.
The Bible said he loved the world. Now go to 1 John, chapter 2, and verse 15. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That means that man stepped out of Christ and died like that.
Left Christ.
See, we can get caught up and can't go up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Get caught up
yes,
and can't
yes.
go up. That's the reason why I sucked those letters this week, Brother Weaver. I was just only warning. I like the way your sister handled the attitude. She said, Brother Johnson, you were right. See, I'm just trying to help her. I love you. I love her, too. See, all y'all got my brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why I did it. You think I just did it for the fun of it? No.
Nope.
I care for her just like I care for you. If she needs me right now, I'll go to her rescue. See, because she's my sister in Christ. And we're trying to go to the same place.
In the spirit.
And the spirit trying to go to heaven. And I'm not going to help her. See, we're crazy. Something wrong with your head, please.
That's not God.
And that's not God's living. God ain't going to have it. He's going to say, well, why do you help him, Johnson? You have a chance. Well, Lord, I would have hoped. He said, but you gave her a scripture. Maybe she needed something else. And you said you couldn't do it. I'm going to show you what I can do for you. You go to hell and she go to heaven. Why? Because you didn't do what I told you. You see, when we get into Christ, we got some work to do.
Yes, faith.
This faith can't get nowhere. But a live faith can get somewhere every day.
It works.
It works or it don't do nothing. Huh? We got to do something. That's why I suffer. Odell, I got something ready to do. Now, I ain't got no response back.
Yes.
But I know sooner or later, it ain't going to come.
It not.
Because, you see, God has a plan. God wants them to be saved. If you didn't want to be saved, because let them go. But they got sold. That's what you're looking at. Now, I ain't looking at their precious blood. Their precious blood can't go to heaven no way. Can't nobody go
no
that
way.
Way.
No way.
God already said it. It's right there in the book. Now, if you don't get in or come back to Christ or don't repent, ain't nothing I can do. I've done my part. Now, your part is to come on the other hand. Like I told your sister, I said, hey, look here. It ain't too far for me to drive if I want to go and be with the members of the church that's teaching the full truth.
In truth.
In truth. God will bring you, and you'll get used to it. You saw, man, I get up Sunday morning, I'd be sitting out here waiting on us to get up. God has a plan. God will not send you somewhere while the church ain't doing nothing. No, he ain't going to do that.
No.
He's going to send you while the church is trying to grow.
Amen.
And fill up the space where they need to fill up at. And get that fuel in that soul. And keep on going. This book is the fuel for your soul.
Amen.
You start reading from Genesis and Revelation and go back and read it again. Keep on reading till the day Jesus said, come on now.
It's about to fill. And eternal life.
He said, come on home now.
Yes.
You've done all that you can do. See, God's looking at all you can do. See, he ain't through with us yet, Brother William. We still got a job to do.
That's right.
If he wants to say, come home, ain't nothing to stop it. I don't give a care if it's your mother or your brothers and sisters, my mother and brothers. God can get busy, he can get busy.
Nice.
So, God, I said, well, God, I got a talent. I love to write. So God said, well, then you use it. Use whatever you can to draw people to the book. Don't use yourself. Use my book. I'll do the drawing, and I'll do the lifting up. Huh?
Glory by God.
That's all you got to do. Just tell them the truth.
Amen.
All you got to do is tell the people the truth. Whether they want to hear it or not, just tell them anyway. Then look here, this is what God says.
Yes.
And you can call God a lie, and you'll find out where he's standing at. Huh?
Amen.
You got to tell them the truth. Come on home. Jesus ain't going to keep on waiting.
No.
He's going to call you up. We take advantage of that. Well, God long suffering.
The end is coming.
It's coming quicker than we think, brother. Every day I look outside. I sit outside. I look all over. I say, Lord, the only way. I look up in the sky and I look at the clouds. The Bible says he's coming back on the clouds, Brother William.
Amen.
Oh, well, God is so close. If we could reach out and touch him, brother. The spirit would just pop his face down to the ground. So, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, we done messed this country up. This country should even be in the fixing end.
Amen.
Everybody's doing what they want to do.
Yes.
Homosexual, gay, living together, not married,
yes.
Shacking up, drinking up.
Fornicating,
popping pills.
Drunk.
And I'm not talking about pills from the doctor. I'm talking about pills from the streets.
Drugs.
All kind of drugs. And then we poison our sister, and then we want God to get us out of it.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, help me. Oh, we call them.
Please.
Oh, save me. Save me in the condition I'm
cure
in.
My count.
Yeah, cure me, God. If you do it, I'll serve you. Oh, we shall make a bargain with God.
Mm.
Well, God, if you cure this, let me hear what we say. God, I promise you I'll do this.
Mm.
And I promise you I'll do that. And lying all the time.
Amen.
God, looking at your heart, your lies coming. As soon as I get you well, you're going to drop and keep on doing what you're doing.
Go do it some more.
Go do it more now. Oh, God, spared my life. Man, shoot, man. I know I can go and give me some heavy drugs and some heavy alcohol and poison the system worshiping. And then we called him again. He said, no. Close the book on you.
Got a stopping point.
So I look in the book, and he opened your book and his book. That don't match. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
That's bad.
You in bad shape, Brother William.
Amen.
Your name ain't in the Lamb Book of Life.
Ooh.
Huh?
Ooh.
You ain't wearing a Christian name. You wear another name that God didn't authorize. You wearing Baptist. And God didn't tell you to wear that name.
Amen.
He told you to wear Christian. You said, I'm going to wear Baptist. He told you to wear Christian. I'm going to wear Catholic.
Yep.
He told you to wear Christian. I'm going to wear Methodist. He told you to wear a Christian, I'm going to wear a Jehovah's Witness.
All
he
right.
told you to wear a Christian, and you just wore all the names.
Hmm.
Any name that fits you. 600 different names, and God only got one. He said, wear a Christian. Acts 11 and 26. Acts 26 and 28. 1 Peter 4, 16. Now, there ain't no other way to get in it. And we still go on what I've been. Well, but Johnson, we all Christians, no, we're not.
Amen.
We're not all Christians. You, if you're not a member of the Lord's family and not a member of the Church of Christ, you are not a Christian. You're in the devil's playhouse. Too many people are falling by the wayside because they won't repent.
Church.
And they won't repent of their hypocrisy.
Church.
Hypocrisy covers it all, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
But we won't repent. But guess what? God's going to fix that thing. Oh,
oh yeah.
He's fixing it now. He's letting us know. He said, I'm going to take out the entertainers of the world. I'm going to take out a whole lot in the world. I'm going to let you know why you really standing there. Look at Detroit, Michigan. All Detroit, Michigan is covered today with all kind of folks in Detroit.
Yes.
Never saw the woman before they got inside the paper. Oh, this is a free concert. Sure, because you can't collect money. Look at John McCain. Oh, that's free to go there. You got to take the airplane to go to Washington, D.C.
All right.
You see, Garson said, no.
It ain't free.
It ain't free.
Got to pay.
Got to pay something.
Amen.
And the funeral home still charging. And okay, they don't care about no Democrats and Republicans. They said money is money.
Amen.
And they're collecting it. And they don't care about the entertainers either. They're collecting it. You don't get it right. God said, I'll fix it. See, God knows how to get it around his people. So I'm going to fix why my people going to come back. See, oh, we're coming back, Brother William. We're going to come back tight now.
True.
We got the truth. They don't want to hear it. Just keep preaching anyway.
Amen.
We had it, and they ain't going to accept it. But you know what? Let's think about it in Jeremiah's day. In Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. God says, now you go tell them.
Yes.
I know they're not going to do it. You go tell them. Then yeah, I'll take it from there.
Amen.
Now, that's what we do. We're telling you. God said, now let me handle it. Watch, they're going to start dying. And before this year, by the way, there's going to be some more people right in this building dying.
Amen.
Well, that's already. There's no excuse for it. They know a neighbor going to be dying. You're going to say, what happened? Man, I ain't no so-and-so. It'll be right there next door to you. You told him what to do. You don't do it. He die. He go to hell.
Amen.
Ain't no excuse.
No.
Trying to hold on to mama's doctrine and papa's doctrine.
Yep.
Brothers and sisters, doctor, and everybody else, doctor,
pastor's
doctor, but he won't come to Christ.
Hmm.
And Christ can't help it.
Hmm? Amen.
We want to be Jehovah's Witnesses. We want to be Pentecost.
Yeah.
We want to be Baptists and Catholics and Methodists and all the names, but Christ ain't with none of it.
Amen.
He made sure when Peter was preaching, Peter spoke that through the Holy Spirit, says there's neither salvation in any other name under heaven given among men by why we must be saved. You can't be saved in that stuff.
Amen.
If you could, why did God say you couldn't? God made Peter known of that. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, he said, God has highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above everything.
Every.
So that covers whatever you are.
Amen.
If you Baptist, you better get out.
Leave it alone.
Get out tonight.
Amen.
If you Catholic, you better get out. If you Seventh Day Adventist, you better get out.
Now,
if you Jehovah's Witness, you better get out.
Now,
whoever you are, you better get out.
Now,
not tomorrow. You might not wake up tomorrow.
Amen.
God is steady calling. The Bible says in Matthew 22 and verse 14, many are called,
yes,
but few is chosen. God's going to pick out the ones that are doing it right. See, God already got his hands on the ones that if you are a follower of Christ, I encourage the Church of Christ to keep on following Christ.
Amen.
Don't stop slipping back. Keep going forward.
Amen.
God leading the way. See, God opened the door to heaven, and we ain't even paying no attention sometimes. But God opened the door. Come to me. He's all you got are heavy laden. I will give you rest.
Yes, sir.
My burden is light. Huh?
Amen.
He says light. And yet, we won't even take that, Brother William. What are we going to do?
Hmm.
Time is up.
It's running out.
Together. We better get it together on planet Earth before we leave here.
It's running out.
Brother William, I'm going to turn it over to you. We have heard it, believe it, repent, confess, and be buried with our Lord in baptism. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 to 47.
Exactly.
Now, God will add you to the church. No one can add you to the church but Christ.
Amen.
If you ain't added then, you ain't going to be added when you die.
Amen.
You got to get it right before it's too late. I turn it over to you, Brother William, to give us a closing remark.
Obey the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, obey the gospel and continue in faith.
Amen.
And obedience to the gospel doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
That's what we have to do. See, you can start out and you can stop.
Amen.
When you stop, you fail. If you fail, you go to hell.
That's it.
Don't stop. Be faithful unto death. If it kills you, be faithful.
Amen.
Your reward is so great, it's worth it. Eternal life with Christ.
That's it.
God bless each and every one of you. Brother Brown, are there any questions? Has anyone indicated at all that they have a question? Brother Brown?
No, sir. No, sir.
No question.
No, sir. We don't have no question.
All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to conclude our study tonight, to conclude our presentation tonight. Caution, and we encourage and we invite every soul that has not obeyed the gospel of Christ. You heard the gospel grace of God. Do you believe in Christ, God, our Savior? Are you willing to change your heart from a heart of unbelief to an obedient heart of faith?
That's it.
Are you willing to confess your faith in Christ?
Amen.
You don't need to give a Christian confession because you're not a Christian.
Amen.
You need to confess your faith in Christ to become a Christian.
That's it.
And then submit to the commandment of Christ, Mark 15:15, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. And rise from that watery grave, a faithful and a newborn Christian, a newborn bathed in the Spirit of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Grow to spiritual maturity in Christ. Die in Christ.
Amen.
Go to heaven with Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. God, we thank you. Thank you for this time that we've had.
Amen.
For this opportunity that we've had.
Amen.
For those who are under the sound of our voice and who have heard your truth.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for the word of truth.
Amen.
That we preach. We pray, dear God, that some honest soul somewhere in the world will obey the truth before it be everlasting and eternally too late.
Amen.
We know that somebody is believing the gospel every day. We know, dear God, your word will not return unto you without accomplishing what you will for it to accomplish.
Amen.
As long as faithful preachers preach the gospel truth, souls are going to be saved.
Amen.
Help us, dear God, to never get tired, to never be discouraged, and to never stop standing up and preaching the word.
Amen.
Thank you for your strength, for your love, and for saving our souls.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good night to our brethren. Good night to our radio audience. Good night to all of those who were a part of this broadcast. And we pray that we'll be back together at the next broadcast on Tuesday of next week. Same time. Same channel, same radio station. God bless us all. Good night.
Amen.